And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, November the 10th, 2024. Today is the birthday of the famous and honorable dog, Hachiko, born on this day in 1923. Hachiko was a purebred Akita dog who was adopted as a puppy by Mr. Ueno, a professor in agriculture science at the University of Tokyo in Japan. Hachi and his new owner became best friends. Professor Ueno loved his dear dog above all and treated him as his son. The two of them were inseparable. The professor, who had no children, cherished the pup, allowing him to sleep under his bed and even eat with him. As Hachi grew older, he started to see his owner off to work in the morning at the Shibuya train station in central Tokyo. He would then go back to the station to greet Ueno in the evening when he returned from work. On May 21, 1925, Hachi was, as usual, sitting by the exit at Shibuya train station waiting for his dear best friend, but his owner never arrived. Professor Ueno had suffered from a cerebral hemorrhage and died suddenly while at work at only 53 years old. Hachi returned home after Ueno failed to appear and huddled in the room with the professor's clothing. He grew sullen and refused food for 3 days. Hachi was taken in by a family acquaintance, but he constantly tried to return to Shibuya Station, which was 8 kilometers away from his new home. Ueno's former gardener, who lived close to Ueno's former home, learned of Hachi's plight and took custody of the dog. Thereafter, Hachi returned to the station each morning and evening, where he would wait outside the ticket gates, rain, snow, or shine. In the evening, Hachi stood on 4 legs at the ticket gate and looked at each passenger as if he were looking for someone, writes Professor Ito in Hachiko's biography. Sadly, people did not always treat Hachi nicely as he lingered around the station. There are stories of him being beaten and bullied by pedestrians, the staff at the train station, and also children. That all changed when a major Japanese newspaper reporter picked up Hachi's story in 1932, which led to Hachi becoming a celebrity all over Japan. People started calling him Chukin Hachiko, which means Hachiko the Faithful Dog. The story of the dog who never gave up also gained a lot of attention in international media, inspiring many people from all over the world to visit Hachiko at Shibuya train station and offer him treats. He touched the hearts of the Japanese people and soon became their hero. He continued this wait for an incredible 9 years, 9 months, and 15 days until he died himself on March 8, 1935. He was 11 years old. It's no wonder he continues to be a symbol of love, devotion, and loyalty. The Hachiko statue in front of Shibuya train station was erected in 1934 by the Japanese artist Teru Ando. The original statue was melted down during World War II as a source of metal, and the current Hachiko statue is from 1948, made by Takeshi Ando, the original artist's son. Today, the statue of Hachiko is one of Tokyo's biggest tourist attractions. Hachiko's beautiful story has been told in many children's books and adapted for cinema. He simply had pure affection for the master who had treated him so fondly. Hachiko showed us unconditional and absolute love. And here's a poem for today, Epitaph to a Dog by George Gordon Byron. Near this spot are deposited the remains of one who possessed beauty without vanity, strength without insolence, courage without ferocity, and all the virtues of man without his vices. This praise, which would be unmeaning flattery if inscribed over human ashes, is but a just tribute to the memory of Boson, a dog. When some proud son of man returns to earth, unknown to glory but upheld by birth, the sculptor's art exhausts the pomp of woe, and storied urns record who rests below. When all is done, upon the tomb is seen, not what he was, but what he should have been. But the poor dog, in life the firmest friend, the first to welcome, foremost to defend, whose honest heart is still his master's own, who labors, fights, lives, breathes for him alone, unhonored falls, unnoticed all his worth, denied in heaven the soul he held on earth. While man, vain insect, hopes to be forgiven and claims himself a soul exclusive heaven, O man, thou feeble tenant of an hour, debased by slavery or corrupt by power, who knows thee well must quit thee with disgust, degraded mass of animated dust. Thy love is lust, thy friendship all a cheat, thy tongue hypocrisy, thy heart deceit. By nature vile, ennobled but by name, each kindred brute might bid thee blush for shame. Ye who behold perchance this simple urn, pass on, it honors none you wish to mourn. To mark a friend's remains, these stones arise. I never knew but one, and here he lies. Epitaph to a Dog by George Gordon Byron. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that we have a lot to learn from animals.